Greetings again and welcome again to Meditation Moments, we call the program. And this is just for a little talk for such a little while, just to increase your faith and help you bear the burdens. And oh, how we pray here in the studio that God will do that for you. Now, I'm going to talk to you for a few moments on the power of positive speaking. In Numbers 21, there's the account of how God sent fiery serpents among the people because they murmured. And many times in the Old Testament, God's Word tells us of how God had to punish the people because they murmured. You know, I visited a home recently where there was a pitiful invalid bound to a wheelchair by her crippled condition. We had a long talk about the things of God and His love and His promises and His willingness to fulfill those promises. And through all of this, I watched for some indication that her spirit was entering into what I was saying regarding faith, and especially God's faithfulness. But evidently her mind was just on herself and her suffering, for every once in a while she would inject something about her condition, about the symptoms of the disease, and said that it was slowly taking her life. She even made the statement that she'd be tied to that wheelchair until she died. Just get worse and worse, she said. And you know, never had I tried harder to get some little word of praise or hope or faith to come from human lips, and I tried with this dear one. It was of no avail. It was only complaints and murmuring. At last, under the pressure of God's word, which I read to her, she opened up her heart, and out of her lips flowed such bitterness and resentment that I wondered it hadn't killed her long ago. There was a son in the home who drinks, and he doesn't help with the finances, but he does take full advantage of all the privileges of the home, especially the food, though he doesn't help and pay for it. Now, I'd known for years that she carried this resentment towards him, but I never dreamed it was so deep and so terribly bitter. As I sat listening to this tirade of resentment, my mind went back to years ago, before this awful disease had taken hold of her. And I recalled how that even then she was always complaining, always worrying, and always negative in nearly everything she said. At that time, I talked to her about this, and I thought of this little poem in connection with her. Way back there, I thought about it, for I've known her since girlhood. Perhaps it will fit some of you. Worry, worry, worry. She knew worry is a sin, but each night she'd worry, worry, till her loved ones all were in. Worry, worry, worry. It was like a funeral pall. If they climbed up on the ladder, she was sure that they would fall. Even at the hour of midnight, she would steal from bed to bed, listen to the sleepers breathing, making sure they were not dead. If they sneezed, they had pneumonia. If they coughed, it was TB, till the very air about her got as blue could be. Late from school, why, she'd get frantic. Sure, they had been kidnapped. Every tumble brought her running. Positive, their bones had snapped. Every stray dog had the rabies, and every tramp was a criminal, till at last it seemed and really wasn't safe to live at all. When they were out in traffic, her alarm was so extreme that one night she slept exhausted, and she dreamed a worried dream. Dreamed that God had grown impatient with his child who worried so, for he personally managed all that happened here below. Dreamed he took her loved ones so she needn't worry anymore. They were all safe in heaven, none were left to worry for. In her dream she was sobbing, "Even though my worries cease, Lord, I find I cannot bear it. It's such an empty, bitter peace." When she woke, they were still around her, all her children and her John. Did it teach her? Not a lesson. Happily she still worries on. And that certainly is true about this dear one. It's tragic. It's nothing to be spoken lightly about. And you know, when I was talking to her, I kept thinking of how great is the power of positive speaking. When we come out with God's word in such a positive way and repeat it after him and say, "God said it, and I believe it. I certainly am not furthering any repeating of empty jargon or simply clinching a mental attitude by vain repetitions. I mean that when you say, 'This is the word of the Almighty God, and it cannot fail. I can depend on it.' And as I so often said, it's so because God said so. Then you'll know the power that's in the Word of God, and that it can bring to pass miracles by its creative power. It is the Word of God, and it cannot fail. Oh, put your finger on some verse right now, some sweet promise, and say, this is the very Word of God, and it is so because God said so. Now, do I believe that such an attitude can affect the physical condition? Yes, and I believe that such a negative speaking can also affect the physical condition. I read to you, I think it was last week, from God's Word, whoso keepeth his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. And this verse, he that will see long life and many days, let him keep his tongue from evil, his lips from speaking guile. And this one that's a favorite of mine, life and death are in the tongue. Yes, God is saying death can be in your tongue. And I do personally believe that the roots, that is the results, of negative speaking go right down into the physical being. Oh, I don't know how. I must know. I've seen it happen numbers of times. I can't logically explain how it takes place, for I'm no logician, but I know that positively speaking regarding God and His Word and what He will do for you does quicken the mortal body. Just recently, when dealing with a lovely character, and she recognized the absolute truthfulness of God's Word, I asked her after there was a prayer for her to be healed, for she had asked for that. Now can you say, by His stripes I am healed? God's Word says, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Can you make this positive statement because you believe His Word? By His stripes I am healed. She said, oh, yes, God said it, and it's true. And she said, by His stripes I am healed. And her face brightened up, and she began to quote other promises in this positive, personal manner. Was she healed? Yes, she was healed. You know, meditate on these verses. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said it? Shall he not also do it? Or hath he spoken it, and shall he not make it good? Isn't that wonderful verse? Isn't that wonderful? And 1 Kings 8:56 says, there hath not failed one word of all his good promises. In Psalms 89:33, he will not suffer his faithfulness to fail. And to every listener, he says, I will not fail you. And you can make a positive declaration and say, he'll not fail me. He'll not suffer his faithfulness to me to fail. Oh, God, grant that His Word will have a preeminent place in your life. And when you're obedient to the Word, His blessings will be poured out. When you yield yourself to His Word, He'll guide your life daily. And, oh, faith will just spring up so invincible and put a real shout in your heart. Will you accept the comfort of these Scriptures and believe that in Christ you can have a supply for every need of soul and body? And will you just look to Him and repeat after Him in His Word these wonderful sayings and say, it's for me, and positively claim them and positively declare them in His precious name by His power. Amen.